It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
The holidays are upon us once again, David, and at this time of year, we've got to start thinking, I think, creatively about gifts. I am a big fan of homemade gifts, and I know, David, you have a lot of great ideas.
Well, I start worrying about the holidays Christmas Eve. That's the time
you're up all night making. Yeah, you're you're up all night making stuff.
This year, I've promised myself I'm going to start a little early, and so Halloween's gone. The stores have all the decorations out, and so I figured it's time. And you know, we talk about how a lot of the beauty products contain all these hazardous chemicals and all these cancer-causing chemicals. So if you're going to give it a gift of beauty this year, why not make it safe? And so let's talk about ways to make some fun things that we know are good for people, safe, fun to make. It's something you and your daughter would love to make for some gifts for people.
Oh, we definitely would, especially the gift of relaxation bath salts. Give them to mommy now. Please, anybody.
Okay. Now, Lisa, this is important. These are gifts. These aren't for you. These are gifts.
Oh, darn it.
You're hoping to make a batch for you. No, it's very simple. You know, you want to give something that looks nice. Let's face it, we're all on a budget, so it's a great gift idea. And so let's just get right down to it. We're going to take a couple different things here and mix them together. One is, I'm going to say an equal amount, but let's talk about it, maybe a cup of sea salt. And I choose sea salt because the larger grains, they contain a lot of, they're rich in minerals because they're from the ocean. It's not this processed salt we buy for the grocery store. One cup of Epsom salt. And Epsom salt is going to help soothe the skin and make the bath water soft. And then I'm going to say 2 cups of baking soda. This is great for detoxing the skin, helping purify the skin, soften the bath water as well. And then a couple drops of your favorite essential oils. So it doesn't have to be one. You could do a complex of them. So it could be lavender if you want to give something a soothing bath for at night. Or, you know, maybe you want to do a blend of maybe peppermint or maybe something along that line to tie into Christmas time or the holiday time. And so anyway, you mix them all in a large bowl and you mix everything together and just make sure everything's mixed equally, including the essential oil. And then get a couple glass containers. Go to the dollar store, get some glass containers with a cork top, and then just pour them in, pop in the cork, and you've got a perfect looking gift. It's a nice little gift. And to put that finishing touch on it, take a candle with a lit candle and just melt some wax around the edge. That'll keep it airtight. It'll allow it to stay fresh longer because we don't want humidity in there. And what a perfect gift. I mean, you give the gift of relaxation.
So I'm guessing you'll be sending me the one that you make. I can't let this go. I want those salts. No, I can make them myself. I'll make them myself with my daughter.
I gave you a better gift. I gave you the recipe.
That's true. You're right.
The gift that keeps giving.
That expression, yeah. What is it? You can teach a man to fish or you can buy him. I don't remember. At any rate, you know what I'm talking about.
Now you can relax for life. So it's a great holiday gift. And let's face it, people like receiving things. It's something that's more heartwarming. It's not just something store-bought. You don't know what to buy some people. So it's just a great gift. It's safe beauty. It's relaxing. And it's something you made. And what a great time you could have with your kids making this at home. So I love some of the DIYs, especially at the holiday time.
Now, how much do you put in per bath, would you say? Once you get this, you make it for someone and they ask you, what do you tell them?
You know, I tell them a scoop or two. So you either put a spoon with it or something, but, you know, a quarter cup, you know, it doesn't take much. So you could make bigger batches, just keep the same ratios, you know, tie a little ribbon around it or something. It's a beautiful gift. And I'm going to say about a quarter cup is more than enough to soften the bath water, make it nice and smell nice. And let's face it, to be able to sit, frankly, it gives you more of a license to get in the tub, let alone what it does for the water in your body. I have no choice. I've got to use that gift David sent.
That's right.
Well, open a bottle of wine.
Put on some music. All right. Bath cookies. Now, I like the cookie part, but I like the bath, but bath cookies together. Let's talk. Aren't they going to get soggy? But I'm bummed. Now, tell us about these.
They didn't say Lisa cookies. They're bath cookies. These are cookies you're going to feed your bath, okay? And again, what we're trying to do is soften the water and nourish the skin. So no eating these cookies. Here, what you do is take 2 cups of ground sea salt. a half a cup of baking soda, half a cup of cornstarch, a couple tablespoons of sweet almond oil. And I always love getting like those vitamin E capsules, cracking one open. Vitamin E is going to nourish the skin. The sweet almond oil is not only going to nourish the skin, but help lock in moisture. You can put a couple drops of an olive oil in there. I take two eggs and drop all this into a bowl. The two eggs are going to provide protein and help nourish the skin. And so mix all this in a large bowl. Just mix everything up. And then even put a couple drops of, again, an essential oil that you like the smell of, the aroma. Maybe put in a little bit of cinnamon, something to make a nice smell, okay? Preheat the oven to 350. Take this is going to be really like a doughy paste. Take them out in little balls. I'm going to say you want to make little one-inch balls. Just make them round, roll them around in your hand, and put them on an ungreased cookie sheet. And just bake them in the oven for about 10 minutes. You really want them to be a light brown, almost like you're making cookies. You don't want to overbake them, but what we're trying to do is dry them out and really harden them so they stick together nice. Then you can put them in a nice little box or something, and it makes a nice little gift set of these bath cookies. Someone can drop one or two into their bath of warm water. They'll dissolve. It'll soften the water. Again, they get to relax, and it's a nice little gift. So now you've got a second way of delivering some of the same nutrients and the soothing relaxation. It's a gift. It's again, another fun way of delivering some holiday spirit.
Oh, I think it's great, and I especially love the idea that you made it yourself. You know, I was raised, it's good to make homemade cards and homemade gifts. And these are actually gifts that people want versus some of the things I've probably made in my past.
Yes. And the greatest thing, like you said, is they get to relax and do it. So maybe you could even, for certain people, you may want to give a bottle of wine with it.
No, that's for sure. Let's talk about this.
Hot chocolate.
Go ahead.
You
got me on board. Citronella soap.
Okay, citronella soap. This one, get 2 cups of grated Castile soap, a cup of water. I'm going to say maybe 10 or 20 drops of citronella essential oil, a handful of drops of eucalyptus oil because it's very strong. So you just need a few drops added. And then I like getting maybe a couple teaspoons of dried crushed pennyroyal leaves. But bottom line, what you want to do is melt the grated Castile soap in low heat in a pan, add the water to it, and then remove it from the heat. You want to whip it all together. Okay, and just make a nice soap out of it, add in the rest of the essential oils, and then spoon it into little ice cube trays. And what you really want to do is allow it to set up and harden. And now you've got just a nice little tray of, you can decorate them with the little crushed leaves. Maybe you want to use a little of the anise seeds or dried citrus peels, something to dress it up before it hardens. But then you've got nice little homemade soaps for people that are safe for them. They're fun to use. And I mean, what a nice thing for the holidays. Everybody would love to get any of these gifts. Now, I know I've rambled them quickly. So what I'm going to do is take these recipes. I'll put them up on our Facebook page, and I'll put them up at justsdavid.com, and then we'll put them up on Radio MD as well. So all the recipes that you and I are going over real quick, we'll make sure to post so everybody can get these.
Yeah, you know, I also think it's great to invite some friends over and have a little, you know, holiday present making party or something. I mean, probably people can come up with a more clever name than that, but just a way to get people together and get in the spirit of things.
That's true. Bring back family into it and get everybody together. You know, I don't know if you can get eggnog on the shelf yet, but if not, just break out the rum. It always seems to make my family more palatable, I mean, more fun. No, everybody's looking for some fun things to do together. And what a great way so you can make a gift for your friends. Again, you're saving on money. You know, it's an economical gift. It's safe beauty. You have none of the toxic chemicals. It's something homemade and personal. So you're just giving it that personal touch. So to me, I just love this time of year and being able to do some of these things for friends and family.
Oh, I do too. Now, David, I'm totally putting you on the spot, but what about like a nice, oh, you know what? I will have to get to it. This will be a special question I'll ask on another show.
Okay. We got the buzzer. We're running out of time. Saved by the bell. I'm hoping I can answer your question. No, there's a lot of fun things, and we'll talk more as we get closer to the holidays. But this is something that, you know, I would love to see, you know, people do and share the knowledge of safe beauty and people removing some of the harmful chemicals. I've got a whole book, 101 Recipes for Beauty. If you want, you can download them at my website, justsdavid.com, for free. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.